Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. What a great Wisconsin weekend. Thanks for making Experience Wisconsin part of your weekend experience. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to Travel Wisconsin. Sometimes it's Ann Sayers, sometimes it's somebody else. This week it was Logan Rogie.
Time now for Travel Wisconsin on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. We have with us Logan Rogie with Travel Wisconsin. Logan, thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about Splendid Supper Clubs.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to join the program and talk about such a fun Wisconsin topic today. You know, supper clubs, they're just all about enjoying good food and good drinks with good company. And we have some fun ones to share about today.
Okay, so there's a lot of multi-generational supper clubs in a specific county.
Yeah, we're talking Calumet County. There is a huge concentration of supper clubs here, and one of the most beloved dining destinations is at Schwartz's Supper Club. So this is a family-owned establishment, and they've been operating in the small town of St. Anna for over 65 years. Many of their employees, too, they are second and third generation employees of Schwartz's Supper Club. So it really kind of shows that loyalty and love for the business. The restaurant, they were even shouted out in Forbes recently as a top dining destination in Wisconsin. So, you know, whether you are a regular or a first-time visitor, you are going to be treated like family from the moment you walk in. In classic supper club tradition, Schwartz's doesn't take reservations. So the bar is going to open slightly before dinner service for those pre-meal cocktails. And then when you're seated, you are going to be greeted with that dinner salad, the relish tray, bun basket, all the essentials at the table. And they have those familiar favorites like prime rib, racks of rib, seafood, and of course, the famous jumbo onion rings at Schwartz's Supper Club.
What's so awesome, Logan, about supper clubs is how ancient some of them are. And I use that term affectionately, you know, like you said, when there's three generations or more that have been leading it. But that idea of a fresh spin on a supper club classic, that's what's making the Harvey House in Madison so special.
Exactly. This is a fun one. If you haven't heard of it, it's the Harvey House, and they have been praised by national outlets. I'm talking places like Food and Wine, Afar, Esquire, and even the New York Times. You might actually have seen the Harvey House last year. They were featured on the Wisconsin season of Bravo's Top Chef. Such a fun episode. Check it out. But the Harvey House, they are honoring the traditions of a supper club, and they're putting that modern twist on the culinary experience. The restaurant, it's inside a beautifully renovated former train station, and their open concept kitchen really draws you into the action. So you can begin your meal with an appetizer like a chicken liver mousse or smoked kielbasa in a blanket. And then those main dishes, they're contemporary takes on the continental cuisine that is honoring our Midwestern roots. I had the pleasure of dining here a couple years ago. It's well worth the visit.
We have Logan Rogie here with Travel Wisconsin. Logan, there's also some supper clubs with some beautiful views.
One great one to check out is Garmisch Resort. This is up in Bayfield County. It's located in Cable, and it's right on the shores of Namekagon Lake. So talk about beautiful views. It's a full-service dining room and bar, and it really wows visitors. You know, that dining room, it has this cozy Northwoods ambiance, and I'd highly recommend visiting in the holidays. The space, it's transformed into almost like a Hallmark-like spectacle, twinkling lights, decorations, garlands. The menu, too, at Garmisch, they are known for their German specialties, so you can sample a little bit of everything with that Garmisch combination platter, or go with some of their other house favorites. That's things like honey fried chicken, brandied pork currant, tenderloins. And of course, they have the Friday fish fry. They do it all you can eat style. And then finish that meal off with a dessert like a German chocolate cake or that Garmisch grasshopper.
Logan, is there one particular place you can go? Because there are hundreds of these, right? They're all over the state, all over the place, and they're fantastic. Is there one place where you can kind of go to help find them, to help find that hidden gem, or to see a new one, or maybe revisit one you forgot about?
Yeah, supper clubs, you know, they are synonymous with Wisconsin. We're home to more than 250 locations. It can be a little overwhelming sometimes to choose just what one to visit. But Travel Wisconsin, we are here to help you discover your next favorite. We We actually have a supper club landing page on our website for you to see all of them listed. You can browse articles that are about supper clubs along scenic fall drives, ones with unique appetizers, and those that are serving some of those fantastic family recipes. Check out all those resources at travelwisconsin.com.
Logan Rogge, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Will we have you next week too, or no?
It'll either be me or my colleague, but we'll have a fun topic in store to talk about.
Exciting. Start your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Logan, thank you.
Thanks again.
Love those conversations. It's always cool. Go to travelwisconsin.com. Great interactive website. For more stuff on our show, it's WTMJ.com. You can also catch the podcast. I'm John Mercure. I'll be back next weekend for another edition of Experience Wisconsin.